And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Looking back on the Biden administration's final days, it reveals just how deep the rot went in weaponizing federal agencies against people of faith. Previously unreleased emails have now been released, and they show the FBI and DOJ developed what they called amazing relationships with the National Abortion Federation to prosecute peaceful pro-life protesters. Meanwhile, in Virginia, a senator is demanding answers after a Fairfax County school social worker allegedly pressured two Hispanic minors to abort their babies using school funds without their parents' knowledge. A whistleblower teacher says she reported this 7 times to administrators who ignored her, yet the superintendent claims they just learned about it last week. Yeah, Governor Glenn Youngkin has ordered a criminal investigation into whether federal Hyde Amendment funds were misused. And the foster care system in Maryland has descended into criminal negligence. A new state audit reveals that the state placed children with sex offenders and paid a convicted murderer over $1,200 per day to supervise kids in hotels. The audit found 10 foster children living with registered sex offenders because nobody bothered to run background checks. This is all going on in the state of Maryland. Across the pond, British police are now making house calls to cancer patients over hurt feelings on Facebook. Police from one department visited an American citizen, a bald cancer patient living alone, because someone was upset by her social media posts. Police visited and warned her that she would have to come in for an official interview at the department if she didn't apologize. Now, we're talking about the same Britain where someone was arrested for criticizing gender ideology, all while actual criminals are roaming free. Justice was served in Florida, however, as Ryan Ruth was convicted of attempting to assassinate President Trump, and then tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen when the verdict was read. The man who built a sniper's vest at Trump's golf course decided to represent himself, and the judge had warned him that self-representation was a bad idea, so he can't say he didn't know. Major automakers are begging the Trump administration to roll back Biden's delusional EV mandates that demand up to 56% electric vehicles by 2032. With the $7,500 tax credit expiring and charging infrastructure still a fantasy, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation says these rules are just simply not achievable. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.